This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
Well, you sure calmed down, man. You were roaring here for a second. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a liquor store, grocery store, a little business with a cashier you can't keep behind a cashier. Register, that is. Well, Southwest Point of Sale can make it happen. Just call 800-540-2149. They'll come out to your location. And if they like what they've got, everything matches up, your equipment, their equipment, you got self-checkout. No more cashiers. No more worrying about people coming to work. Unbelievable. 800-540-2149. The bonus, if you're open, because they're open for you 7 day a week, 24-hour day. If you're open, they're open. 800-540-2149. San Diego Gear and Axle, if it's got a drivetrain, the man can work on it. Transmissions, transfer cases, differentials, parts, pieces, OEM, Toyota, upgrade, downgrade, whatever you need, Steve is the man. If you're a drag racer, that's a bonus. He can get you down the track with no breakage if you do it right. San Diego Gear and Axle. Go to stgearaxle.com. And Dragonfly Auto Care Repair, new sponsor. Guess what? Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. 4055 Pacific Coast Highway in San Diego. Go to dragonflyauto.com. Here's a guy that owns it. He used to be a dealer technician, decided he could do it better, and he did. The guy has got an amazing crew, and it is top notch. That's Dragonfly Auto Care. Just check him out at dragonflyauto.com. All right.
Yes.
You got a new call in from a racetrack I think I've been to, Chuckwalla
Valley Raceway, I believe. Yes, I wanted to thank Kelly Anderson for helping to set up this interview.
Great.
I believe we have Sandro Schneider from Chuckwalla Valley Raceway on the line, and if so, maybe he can tell us what his position is regarding
and tell us about
and,
the track.
Yeah,
and
let
what
our
they,
listeners know about
what
it.
They host. Sandro, how you doing, bud?
Good. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
You sound. Well, you're not in a race car, so you sound okay.
No. Okay, good. Okay, great. I'm basically the drag race director at the racetrack. I'm also a racer at the racetrack also.
Okay.
We basically pull over a mile, no prep, full-on drag strip out there, plus our road course, obviously. But
right.
I run the drag strip, and we've been doing that for the last 4 years successfully and putting on about a race every couple months. And we just do no prep racing out there. And we just had a race about 3 weeks ago. About 100 cars out there, and we're getting some good turnouts lately.
Is it kind of like a run what you brung type series?
Well, we run several classes. We have small tire, which is, you know, you have to run a, you know, certain size tire on that class. And we have a run what you brung class, which is a big tire class. We run ladies class. We have a daily driver class. We have different classes to, you know, kind of get a lot of different races out there. We have a modern muscle class, and we try to have as many people as we can in different classes. So you can kind of compete against someone that has more kind of your car, so we get more, you know, interest in the racetrack.
Well, and you kind of run within your budget.
Right.
And I think that is so smart, because, you know, when you think drag racing, you know, everybody thinks you've got to be
top fuel.
Well, she just met John Force, so she's still calming down. But
there you go.
You know what I'm saying? And you can have, I'm telling you, folks, you can have just as much fun in the small tire class as you can in the big tire class. Except in the small tire class, you'll keep more money in your pocket than if you're in the big tire class.
Absolutely. Well, it takes, like I said, you know, when you run a big tire class, it's obviously getting bigger dollars and faster cars.
Exactly.
Once again, the small tire class is very competitive. And we also have a daily driver class where we have cars that come in, they're just daily drivers.
Awesome.
They bring their Z06s. There are chargers out there, and they run against each other in a daily driver class. we try to get it for everybody to come out there and have a good time.
Right. And don't forget the kid that went to the grocery store for his mom, loaded the groceries up in the back of the wagon, and stopped at Chuckwalla just for a run.
Yeah, just to try it out.
Well, the best we get is we get the son comes out there, and then the mom comes out in her Corvette.
Yes!
Mom to race in the car with the son.
That's yes.
The
absolutely. I love that.
For our listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, this is east of Palm Springs, this track?
Yeah, we're right down the past Palm Springs on the 10 freeway, right at Desert Center, and it's on Rice Road. Basically, it's the backside going to Havasu to Parker.
Oh.
So we're right at the freeway right there.
Okay, and so you don't have any houses. You don't have any houses around you.
Complaining about noise.
Nope, we are self-sufficiently on 1,000 acres of self-sufficient land where we don't bother anybody. We race all night long, as much as we want, whenever we want.
Wow!
That's
let me ask you a question: is the road course have elevation?
Yes, it does.
Oh, he's trying to remember. If
then
he's
I've been
there.
I think the car manufacturers come out to your place every once in a while.
Absolutely. We have Lamborghini comes out. We have Ford come out a lot and do their private testing out with us quite a bit. Other manufacturers that come out. And we do have good elevation. There's a great course.
Isn't there a one turn you kind of go up a hill and there's a like an observation stand, but then it's a hard left and down?
Yep. Well, it depends on which way we run the track.
Both ways. I read that. That is awesome.
I'm still looking for my underwear. I just want you to know that turn will get your attention.
Is that the bank turn? They said one of them is bank.
Well, this one one goes up, and then depending on which way, like he said, depending on which way you're going, and then it's a hard. Now, we are out there by ourselves. We're not running racing. I can't even imagine going into that turn. But that is an awesome track.
They go both directions, and there's two wheels and four wheels.
But he's talking drag racing.
Yes.
He's not talking road course.
I didn't know that there was a drag.
I'll talk either one. I'll race turtles. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I just want you to know my lovely co-host runs a dwarf car.
Yeah, I play in the dirt.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how old she is because she'd smack me even though she's across the way. She'll reach. But dirt car, school teacher, stress reducer, so she gets it when it comes to racing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, do you run a Legends car? Do you have a Legends car? What are you running?
It's like the Legends. I'm on the dirt, so it's a dwarf car.
Yeah, and it runs a Kawasaki...
KX1000.
Yeah, 1000.
GSXR 1000. I just said KX because you did. Gixxer. A GSXR 1000. Yeah. But yeah, it's just
pretty
like the Legend.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Do you have an engine that we can...
goodness.
She's trying to put hers back together.
So do you know if Kelly... go ahead.
My neighbor next door does, though. My neighbor has two of them for you.
Okay. Well, we'll have to exchange numbers.
Absolutely.
Do we know if Kelly and her car, Stacy, have run at your drag strip?
She has. She was out there last time we were out there, and she was all about the track. She raced a no prep race, I think, 4 years ago at Tucson, hit the wall pretty good.
Really?
And she was reluctant to come out and run a no prep track. I talked her into it, brought her out there. Our track is a really good no prep track. We are strictly no prep.
Now, what do you mean by that? Explain to the fans, what do you mean by no prep?
Well, what no prep means is we do not glue the track down. You go to a lot of these tracks, and they basically spray an adhesive on the track and basically pulls your shoes off.
Gotcha.
Does that mean no nitro?
No, you can run whatever you want.
No.
I thought you might need that extra grip. I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about drag.
Yeah, nitro just curls your hair. Grip the grip will disconnect your knee if you've had a knee replacement.
Oh my gosh.
Right. Well, we like I said, the grip out there is amazing, but like I said, once again, we're not spraying glue down and it's a little more challenging. So you can run a less horsepower car out there and get away and win some races. And not be that high dollar guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Sticks to the track. I mean, obviously, we run water burnout only. We don't do the spray, but the track guys are ripping the front tires off the ground, standing on the back bumper all the time. But we have different kind of grip.
Didn't Kelly, doesn't she like to stand?
Yeah, she likes the wheelies.
I seen a photo of her. I don't know what track she was at, but she needs wheelie bars if she keeps
and
the
she
stuff.
And she doesn't. She doesn't have them, and she knows. Well, she chooses
well, that's, that's Irwindale. That's Irwindale, and they spray glue there. But once again, small tire, there's no wheelie bar in small tire.
Right.
That is a rule.
Oh, it's not allowed.
So small tire.
Yeah.
So you can't run a wheelie bar. So part of the game.
Now, you're out in the desert. Do you ever get sand on the track? Do you at least have to blow sand off? Or, hey, that's just part of it.
We have, great, We have great equipment out there, and we do, obviously, if it blows, we have a lot, there's a lot of asphalt around the track, so we don't get a whole lot, but if it blows a certain direction, we do get some sand, but we have great equipment. They blow the track off, and it's perfectly great.
All right.
So do you have an event? Oh, sorry. I just looked at the time.
Is he staying for another segment?
I don't know. Hey, Sandro.
Sure. Sure. Why not?
Awesome.
I figured you would. Right. You would be. Geez, who doesn't want to promote their track, right?
What the heck, right?
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Barona. Or it's not brought to you by. It's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. 1595 East Main Street in lovely El Cajon. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Paul Dyke's over there panting right now because the racetrack's not open. He's ready. He's got a new car. I think he's going after another big trophy.
I'm sure he is.
And that's the kind of businesses you want to be part of. Ones that support your local track. And let me tell you, Paul is a definite hardcore supporter. He'll do anything and everything necessary to keep Barona Speedway spinning in circles in a good way. All right, we're talking to Sandro Schneider from Chuckwalla Speedway. We're chatting. They got a drag strip road course. Sandro, do you have a history of the track? How long has it been there?
Oh, over about 15 plus years. The drag strip's pretty new. It's about 4.5 years old, but okay. The track's been there about 15 plus years.
Were you a part of getting it there? Because you said you've been there for 4 years.
I was part of the original start of the drag strip. That was kind of
nice.
Me.
So let me ask you, you know as well as I do, you know, illegal drag racing is still, you know, out there. Was that one of the kind of the reasons you put this track out there? Because, you know, it's one thing to tell a kid not to bounce a basketball, but it's another thing right. If you don't give them a court to go play basketball. Was that kind of the mindset?
Well, we want a safe environment for everybody. Right. Obviously, guys are going to go race and do street racing here and there, but we want to give guys the opportunity to have a street racing environment in a safe and safe place where you have ALS and EMT there.
Right.
And no one wants to die racing the car.
Right. Yeah. And you get a time slip. So you can go to your buddy and say, hey, look what I did. Look at my reaction time. Look at my ET. How'd you do? Because you don't get that on the street.
The best part is you put it together and you're racing guys. Everybody comes out and they bring the fast cars out there and you race and, you know, you're winning some money. You actually win money racing cars with no prep.
Wow.
You go to Vegas, they don't give you any money. You know, guys will go home. You know, usually a guy that wins a small tire class will go home with $5,000 plus at least minimum.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to go put some small tires on my car.
There we go. That's why guys do it. That's the most popular class. And that's the minimum. Usually guys will, you know, we're doing about, I'd say each race, the guy that wins it will probably go about $7,000-$8,000 he'll bring home in his pocket.
No. So who? Now, how do they generate the money? Is it what it costs to get in the track, or do you have sponsors that donate money?
Let me explain how it works. Basically, every driver comes in. They pay a fee to have the car come in. Say it's $100 to have your car come in for the day.
Okay.
And basically, every driver will put money into the pot. Say it's a $200 buy-in. So if you have, you know, 40 cars out there, you know, make the math up.
Wow. You know, that's
put that into the pot. We don't take any of that money. All the money they put into the buy-in goes right to the drivers.
Wow. That's amazing. But who, I mean, you must have sponsors. Who sponsors the track? Because we got to give them a little love.
Nope. I sponsor the track.
Nope.
Is what happened.
Wow.
So we don't really chase sponsors down. We're pretty happy with, you know, the drivers that come in. Listen, we're not there to make a fortune. We're there to have a good time. And, you know, obviously we want to make a little bit of money. But no one's buying their new Ferrari off the drag strip.
No.
And you get to drag race for free, right?
Right. Well, we're having, sort of. It always seems to cost me something no matter what.
Well, I was going to say, you don't have time to race. Because when the races are going on, you're so busy running the track, even though you probably thought this would be a golden opportunity. I get to go out and drag race. And you don't get to do that because you're running the track.
Absolutely. You know what? I actually do race.
Really?
I've actually won the last four races out there in my big tire car, which is pretty good.
What's your big? What's a big tire car? Give me a rundown.
It's basically nitrous fed, big block Chevy, making about 2,000 horsepower to the ground, and you know, runs about into the fours, into the 8th mile.
What?
About 160 plus miles an hour, so right around there.
What's the body? What kind of vehicle?
It's a Pro Mod Camaro, basically, a Gen 4 Camaro, like laid down, kind of real, you know, swoopy little thing, real low.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude. I'm so old. I remember Barney Oldfield. Okay, so I'm definitely, and I, one thing, we're the only motorsports show in San Diego. Okay, I've been doing this longer than you've been drag racing, probably, and that's why we like hooking up with tracks. Because once a track closes, 9 times out of 10, it's never going to open again. You know what I mean? So we want to do everything we can to help keep your track running.
We appreciate that. But our business model is really the road course is what we really get our bread and butter from. Mm-hmm. And the drag strip is like ancillary to the whole. Obviously, it does okay. I think what the owners like about the drag strip is the popularity and the people that come out. We get a lot of spectators. You don't get a lot of spectators with road course racing.
Right.
Drag racing, a lot of people out there. We have a lot of bodies out there. They see the tracks there, and it makes the track more popular as a whole.
I'm seeing you guys have cabins out there. I'm on a website, and I believe it's for you guys. Wow.
Yeah, we have 40 cabins. We have, you know, garages. It's a very well-run, nice facility.
That's awesome, whether spectating or racing.
Yep, it's great. And we always have food trucks out there when the races are going on. It's a really great place to watch racing. You sit right along the guardrail. You can see the races like right up and close. It's really a great place to watch races.
Yeah, I saw some stands.
Yeah.
Is it off-season or is it year-round? Or maybe off-season is in the summer.
We race night during the summer, and we race all season. We have the next race is coming up. I believe January 13th is our next drag race coming up.
January 13th, next drag race, east of Palm Springs. So for our listeners, you can spectate, you can camp, you just go. Why don't you tell us how to find information? Tell our listeners.
The best way to see information is go to Facebook and go to Chuck Walla Drag Strip on Facebook. We have a really great Facebook page. We have real good social media. We have the same guy that does the Barona social media does our social media.
Oh, okay.
The same guy does our, the same person. So we're very familiar with getting the word out there. And, you know, we like to work with other tracks. So what we really don't want to do is book on top of other people.
Yes.
So having the same social media guy is really good because he tells you, okay, Verona's this weekend. Let's do this weekend. Because we don't want to double book and, you know, thin out the crowd. We want everybody to have a good time. We don't want to steal from, you know, there's only so many drag races out there in SoCal. So we want to not jump on top of each other. We want everybody to be, you know, have a lucrative, good year, and we want all the tracks to stay open, not just ours.
Yeah, Dave, you bring that up all the time. Working together.
And it's, I have to tell you, we're in a situation where we've got some tracks in our area between Paris, Barona,
Cocoa Paw,
Imperial Valley.
Yeah, that was
another one. Trying to get them all on the same page is not as easy as it looks. But the fact that you guys at least try to make that happen is really, really good. But man, just to think, if you folks heard the money you could win just by going to Chuck Walla, what is it from San Diego? 3 hours?
It's probably 2.5, 3 hours. Yeah, it depends on the traffic, obviously. You have no traffic, you got an easy drive. It's nice and straight, not a lot of hills in there, and you can get right there. And we have overnight camping, and so if you bring your trailer out there, if you don't want to get, you know, if you can't get a cabin, bring your motorhome out there and camp out right next to the drag strip. You're right there. It's just, you're right on top. If you want to just bring your camper out and camp over and watch the races, you can do the same thing. We have lots of space out there.
And it's dry camping because you don't have hookups.
We do have hookups by the big road course, not by the drag. By the road course, we have hookups by the drag strip. It's dry camping.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I tell you what, that's for that kind of money, and if you think you've got something that can compete, but like I said, the best thing to do for folks is just stay on top of your social media, right?
Yeah, just go to the Chuck Walla Drag Strip on Facebook, and you'll see what's going on there. And you can also, we have a lot of, you know, obviously video from the races we've had in the past. You can see the cars that are out there, the people that come out, and get a feel for the whole, you know, atmosphere. And the track is really, really safe. There's no guardrails right next to you. If you slide out, you end up in the dirt, not into the wall, which is amazing.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's super wide. We've had, you know, multiple cars spin out. Couple donuts, end up in the dirt, drive back home. Don't end up, you know, whacking into the wall. Because we have the facility where we have that much space out there. Like, Verona or Irwindale, they're restricted by their area, mm-hmm. and the track will only be so big. We have, you know, 1,000 acres that we have. So it's a super safe place wow. to go, super warm. And you go out there. That's why Kelly felt so safe out there. She went out there and ran her car, goes, this is amazing. She ran that together like she wasn't scared for a second. She goes, what a great place. And that's what it is. It's a really great place to race.
I don't think that girl's ever been afraid of anything, to be honest with you.
Kind yeah, of. She didn't love the no prep idea too much. She was a little hesitant at first. We really had to talk her into it.
Really?
Just shouldn't have told her. Ignorance is bliss.
But I think it's, I bet you she enjoyed the no grip.
Absolutely. She loved it. But like I said, when you hit the wall, that's a very unnerving feeling. You know, you lose a little grip, you whack the wall with your car. It's expensive, and it's not a fun situation.
No.
It was a little...
I agree with her on that.
I agree 1,000%.
I don't like that wall coming within inches. Yeah,
walls are never good.
I'm for our listeners.
It's a necessity. Certain tracks, yeah. It's a necessity.
Yes.
To safety of the crowd, but have the space. Why put the wall so close to the car?
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. I was going to say for the listeners, I'm looking at checkwalla.com, and I'm seeing like for racers on-site storage. I'm seeing for spectators you want to fly in. It's saying you can fly
yep.
in.
There's an airport.
Yeah, and stay in a cabin. Yep. And gosh.
Well, you figured it all out. Whoever put that thing together, you know, must have been a racer to begin with, and thought to himself or herself, what would a racer really need at a facility?
A fuel station. They have fuel station.
Fuel pump station. We have you go out there and you'd be amazed. I mean, it's in the middle of the desert. Be like people driving there go. I mean, you basically drive this long drive, it's all palm trees and nice gates, and you come to the electric fence, and like it's a beautiful place. I mean, the first time I went there, I was shocked. So I rolled up in there. I go, what a great place! Like a hidden gem out here.
Yeah, and you decided not to leave.
Yeah,
I never.
Well, I know you're a ways away, but I also, besides radio, I do TV.
Okay.
If you can ever get out here sometime, I can generate the cars and have you put you on TV just to, you know, get some publicity to the track. I'm more than happy to do it. Brittany will send you my contact info because she does radio and I do the TV side. And I've had everything from the cackle cars to Barona's drag racing, and I'm sure you've heard of the Magic Car.
Yep.
Well, yep. Bill Pitts. You'll love this. I had him on KUSI TV, and the station comes out and they go, what is that? I said, it's a dragster. Is it noisy? I go, nah, not really. He almost blew the windows out of the building, but that's another story.
Take the ground that you know. Like I said, my wife's a pilot, so I can fly in whenever you need, you know, if you have somebody to come down, I can fly right in, so.
There, okay.
Wow.
We will be in touch because I really, 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 I really want to promote your track and help out.
I appreciate so much you guys do this. I mean, we can, you know, anything we can get to make it more popular. And,
yep.
You know, we do okay, but like I said, it's always, you know, for the owners, you know, the owners like, they like, you know, obviously I love to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bottom line is put in a new staging lane. They just put a new asphalt for the spectators.
Wow.
You know, they're going backwards every time. Every time we have a race, they really have taken every dollar that we've made at every race and put it right back in the track.
That's fantastic. All right, buddy.
They really do a great job.
Great, great talking to you. This won't be the last. And you have a great holiday season if we don't talk to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, throw your information my way, and we'll come down, fly down there, and we'll do a TV thing. That'd be really great.
Sounds like a plan. I'll set up some cars. We'll make it happen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more right here. Paris Auto Speedway, Blake Bunner will be calling in. Dirt tracks and rib racks. This guy likes to race and eat. I think I found somebody that understands the game.
He understands
the game. All right, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. This is one fast track, half mile track, right there at 16, 7, or 16 or 18. 18,700. I gotta make that bigger. Lake Paris Road in Lake Paris. They're not racing right now, but you can rent the track. You can take your vehicle out there, do some test and tune. Just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Special guest on the line.
Oh, my gosh. He's our
Blake
people.
Bunner. We're sitting here talking about food.
We talk about food all the time.
And this
time.
Guy does a podcast, Dirt Tracks and Rib Racks. How you doing there, Blake?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we could be doing better if you were in studio and you had a rack of ribs. But other than that, what are you going to do?
I mean,
I know.
I wish I was there.
We'll do it next time.
Believe me. Yeah,
hey,
we can get that arranged.
Have you noticed? Have you noticed barbecues are getting super expensive, even though they're really tasty?
Yeah, they are really tasty. I don't know.
Everything is. I told him
for sure.
Yeah, where are you located? Where are you at?
I am in Elberfeld, Indiana.
Hey,
you must have.
I'm down by Hopstop area. Evansville is the biggest city closest to me, so
you must have.
We're about. What's that?
No, go ahead.
I'm about 2 hours south of Indy.
Oh, okay.
From your spot where you're sitting right now, how many tracks are two or less hours away from you?
Man.
Can you count that
high?
Right? Can you?
I loved Indiana when we were
in the double digits.
Oh, my God. Double digits. Jeez. That's what I love about Indiana.
Hopstock, Bloomington, Terre Haute. Paducah is probably around 2 hours in Kentucky.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you know, and every that's enough.
That's
you're
amazing.
All right, you're making us feel bad. I'm not even ask you about barbecue. But that's why you see so many people from the east, the west, the north and the south. If they have any racing aspirations, they go to your
they
neck
got
of the
our
woods.
Swanson boy.
Yeah, that's where we're Jake Swanson, Jeff Henson. We can name some more guys off too, and even guys back years ago have done it. You know, Kyle Larson and Brian Paulson, like that. So
you do a podcast. How long have you been doing the podcast?
We've been doing it 2.5 years. Got a co-host, Charlie. He's not here tonight, but I thought he was going to be here. But we've been doing it about 2.5 years. We're on Spotify.
Okay.
All the major platforms, Apple and all that.
Yeah, so are we.
Facebook and all that stuff. So.
And I got a way better co-host than you got. So neither.
Well,
neither,
yours
neither.
Is cuter.
Mine's
maybe
way
not better,
cuter.
But.
And mine races a dwarf car. What kind of motor you got on that thing?
A GSXR 1000.
And she's a school teacher, and she is bad to the bone. So, it's nice having her in because she loves to race. We have TVs in our studio, and I can't. I make her.
They're behind me.
Her stare at me because Kyle Larson happens to be her idol, so I can't let her watch him.
I want to know how this podcast got started. Yeah. How you tied those two things, racing and ribs.
They were having a beer, having a rib.
Yep.
Coming out of COVID-ish time.
Yeah, coming out of COVID.
Coming out of that, and me and some buddies were sitting around and in the barn, you know, and that's all we do. We got to be cooking, we drinking some beers. Talking racing, and somebody's like, well, why don't you get out and do something with this? You know, maybe get on a platform and talk about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's what we did. We got some equipment, some podcast equipment, and got on Spotify for podcasters and started rolling out some episodes. And I guess people like listening to us. I don't know. So we're still doing it. We're having fun doing it. So,
well,
that I know and, Dave and I always have. I can come in here in a bad mood, and then by the end of it,
she's happy as a clam.
Yeah, we have. That's good that you're having a good time. Do you have a best of or like a favorite? Like, I always go to, like, Marty Tripes was hilarious to interview. And,
motorcycle
you know,
guy.
Do you have some favorite moments you can share?
Ricky Gaunt was a good episode we had him.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a good one, talking about some stuff that he did back in the day.
Sure.
Definitely, we've done some live ones. We did one at Knoxville this year with Jack Slash and the Demon, Damian Gardner.
We know the Demon. Well, you know the Demon, let me tell you.
I totally want to... Go ahead, sorry.
Probably my favorite one, just because how it all came together. We were all in Knoxville, and they're like, hey, who's doing a podcast? And we were going down to a restaurant doing one, so we showed up there, and we did one. It was a good time. We enjoyed it.
That just reminds me, Dave and I, and this is not our usual platform, we went to a barbecue place last week and did one with Dutchie.
Yeah, it was a guy.
So funny.
Check this kid out. I don't know if you're into the Baja 1000. He lives in
I'll get into it.
He lives in Australia. Him and his his buddy Shane,
his mate,
in 2019 they came over and Shane bought a motorcycle in Washington State, rode it to La Paz, Mexico, turned around and ran the 1,000 and finished third with no support. So this year, Dutchie, which was his mate, says, hey, do you want to do it? He goes, yeah, let's do it. So they flew to San Diego, bought a 2015 KTM, got on it. He rode it down to La Paz, turned around, and raced back Ironman all by himself and placed seventh.
What a stud.
Yeah,
we were totally
pretty excited, and so they were having just kind of a little goodbye gathering at a barbecue place.
We cover every kind of motorsports out there, everything from Bonneville to IndyCar, F1. I've been doing this almost 30 years, and I think I've only missed one show.
You're crazy.
And I do 6 hours of radio every Sunday.
You're committed. I didn't mean to call you crazy.
No, I'm crazy. Committed. I'm crazy.
So,
you're both.
All right.
You get it, right?
Yeah, I got you. Oh, yeah.
Do you always do? Because now I'm so curious. I'm going to start following your podcast.
Me too.
I can't wait. When I walk my dogs, I'll start listening. Is there always an element of food in your, and how, what's the average time of your podcast? Is it 15 minutes, an hour? What should I expect?
Oh, we're usually, what's that?
I said, what should I expect?
We're around about an hour, sometimes two. Sometimes we have guests on. We have special guests join us sometimes, and sometimes those can get a little lengthy, but we have good talk. Mm-hmm. And we have a segment of you talking to them when we talk about news and stuff like that. And then we have our results for the week, which is kind of not much around right now.
Right.
And then our last segment is the smoke. And we talk about all what we had to cook, what we were eating all week. we cover all of it.
So now you're a podcaster, so you don't do commercials, right?
No, but we do have a few sponsors that we have little ads. We mentioned.
Okay. See, that's the beauty of what you do. Now, everything we do is on Spotify. We're on every podcast out there as well, doing local, local radio. And that's the only thing that I get so wrapped up in interviewing, then all of a sudden I look at the clock and I got to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we have 3.5 minutes.
Like we
and
just,
I want to know more.
Yeah. I just did an interview. Did you ever watch the movie Ford versus Ferrari?
I have not, but I've heard it.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Dude, you got to watch it.
Putting it on my list.
Put it on your list. And I interviewed the stunt driver that did Ford versus Ferrari. Well, he just finished doing a movie, Ferrari. And so I just interviewed him, too. So, you might want to, his name's Robert Nagel. You might want to branch out a little bit because the horizon is massive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert Nagel, NAGLE.
Uh huh. Ferrari was the
Ferrari.
Yeah, the car. Well, it's about Enzo. It's different than Ford versus Ferrari, but you got to see Ford versus Ferrari. But we cover. Yeah, we're kind of like you. We're all across the board. I do a gun show. I do a motorsport show. I do a general auto show, and we do a lot of off roading out here. And I do off road, so my plate's full. I just can't do an hour; I'd go crazy.
Yeah, I'm like your busy guy.
Love it.
So, how do I start finding and following you?
Yeah, what's the best way to find you on a podcast?
Well, get on Spotify or whichever one, Apple or Google or whatever you use, and it's Dirt Tracks and Rib Racks. It's that ampersand sign in between there. It's,
what kind of sign?
It's ampersand, like the hand sign.
Oh, the and. Okay.
Right. Ampersand or whatever.
You're a school teacher. How come you didn't know what an ampersand was?
I'm just letting him talk.
Oh, I'm asking you, school teacher.
I'm just letting him talk anyway, there, David.
It should come up. It's a logo of my RV, and we have a Class C RV called the Catalina Wine Mixer. And it's on there. It's a white logo, white and black logo.
So. All right, so what do you barbecue? Boy. What's your favorite thing that you barbecue?
Ooh, I would have to say I'm a little partial to the ribs. I have to say I am. But I like a good ribeye steak, too. Ribeye steak.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
I am so
Oh, my gosh. Hungry. My father used to own San Diego Meat Company. So for a 15-year stretch, I had the top of the line steaks. Yes. And now I miss them. He's retired.
So I got a question you need to ask, because I know you talk to drivers. So here's the deal. Because I always make sure whatever their age is, all the way from, you know, Kyle Larson all the way down to the 9-year-old that races at our local dirt track. Here's the question you need to ask every one of them. Do you have a food sponsor?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
asks that. He always asks.
I always make sure they have their card and they have to mention all their sponsors, because that's your job to get that out of them so they can thank their sponsors for putting them on the track. But every one of them, I say, do you have a food sponsor?
And they usually say, no, that's a great idea.
Go
and then
the
mom will be sitting in the corner, and she's like, yeah, I really like that idea.
Well, Brittany, I send her, because it's almost in your neck of the woods, 5 pounds of Newski's bacon.
It's the best.
Every couple times a month or every other month, just out of the clear blue.
Never gets old.
5 pounds.
So
it's all about the food.
We're into food.
Where you ship that to?
It's my front door.
Well,
from
it goes
Newski's,
to her front door, but it's Newski's.
From Newski's, and he never tells me ahead of time. And when I come home and see a Newski's box on my doorstep.
And you've had a bad day.
Oh, my God. I immediately text him, never gets old, Dave.
So it's Newski's, N-U-E-S-K-E.
Love it.
It's out of Wisconsin.
You ought to interview them. Yeah. You should interview them.
Yeah, you're close to it. All right.
We'll notice that. I'm going to have to do that.
All right, I'm going to get a hold of Scott. I'm going to get your contact information, and we'll hook up, and we'll do some things together. And if Brittany and I can ever get back to your neck of the woods, we want ribs.
My family lives in Indiana and Ohio.
Well, there you go.
Which, by the way, you may appreciate this, Blake. My aunt and grandfather had deep-fried alligator for Thanksgiving.
So there you go.
It was sold for $21 per pound at Walmart. This is what my aunt and grandpa are telling. I'm all, oh my gosh.
Turkey's overrated. Give me the gator.
Yeah, there you go. Man after my own heart. Hey, Blake, again, give out your podcast title one more time.
The Dirt Tracks and Rib Racks. We're on every Spotify platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that too. So
awesome.
We're going to be listening. Trust
yes,
me.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
All right. Take care, brother.
Good holiday to you, too.
All right. You have a good holiday.
You too. See you guys. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have no idea what we're going to talk about.
But we won't have a problem filling it.
Not one iota. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Work on everything in your garage, also into motorsports, in-house dyno, CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. Also, Weather Machine, 9303 Bond Avenue, Unit B. You can't miss it. These guys are amazing when it comes to air conditioning, heating, HVAC. It's third generation. They are off the charts. Go to weathermachines.net, weathermachines.net. They'll save you tons of money. They'll keep you cool. They'll keep you heated. They have a service program. They come out. In fact, they're coming out, I think, Monday of next week to go through my complete system. They inspect it. Go up in the attic. Go down below. It's amazing. Check them out at weathermachines.net. Or call them at 619-443-8974. 9974.
Repeat the whole thing. Make it clear for our listeners.
619-443-9974. Weathermachines.net.
So I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah, you went to the ranch.
Oh, well, yeah, that's one thing. Now I get it. Listeners, last week we had Jeff Blackmore and Jennifer Hughes on, and it was their second time, and they were talking about their ranch. I was lucky enough to make it there yesterday. I brought Steve. I get it now. Steve doesn't get excited very often.
No.
And he's just steady Eddie, and I'm high, low, and he's steady Eddie. And he just kept walking around going, what is this place? What is this place? Like, it's hard
what
to
is
put
this
into,
place?
It's hard to put into words. It's amazing.
American Pickers on steroids.
Well, just like, they're like, that car's worth $2.3 million, and this car's worth $3.1 million. I didn't even want to go near it. I bought some scones and a cup of coffee, and when I'd get near any of the cars, I would extend my arm way out away from the car and then peer in.
You didn't want to put any flakes on your car?
I didn't want to touch or breathe on some of these cars. And then his motorcycle collection. I found the Elsinore in the tree.
Oh, did you find it?
Well, first I noticed the Elsinore leaning against a tree. So I'm like, oh, it must have
fallen.
Well,
one of them fell out.
Yeah, I go, this must be the one that fell. And then I look up and I don't see it. And I think it was in the next tree. They fired up a boat. Then he did have those boats in his ponds. I saw the golf.
Just like everything he told you.
It was so, yeah. And then the music. Steve's like, wow, they really are good. Like, it was cool because I would not have been able to come home and describe it to Steve. He experienced it alongside.
Oh, they had a band?
Yeah, they had the live music, which is what Jeff.
And Steve liked it?
Yeah, I said they were really good. He knew going in who they were.
Oh, okay. Just like they knew who he was.
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Throw him a little love.
I didn't know that they would know who he was. Yes. I do
and
roll
they,
with the
and
rock
you,
star.
And
but,
you were shocked.
Yeah. But I don't want to say too much, but I'm going to say a little because actually the thing that really stands out, and I didn't tell you about this, Dave. I did tell Jennifer about it. So there was the car collection, I think, of their personal friends who were there, including John Force. Got a picture.
Dressed in his peak.
Yeah. Yep.
Shirt.
Yeah, I was good.
Always advertising.
I didn't fan out on him. I just said, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, but despite my name being Brittany, I really love Courtney. And he's like, I love Courtney too. But
next.
Beyond all of the really high-end, ridiculous, over-the-top, beautiful, I'm
facility.
Afraid to look at. Well, a facility and cars. There were other cars on the other side. And so I was walking through, and I tell myself my next and final car, I think I want to get a retro mod, like just like a
mm-hmm.
cool,
yeah. I get you.
Cool car. And yeah. So I was drawn to one. It was a very, very red 55 Chevy, beautiful. And it actually had a for sale sign on it. And so I'm looking at it just because it was beautiful. And I'm like, this is kind of something I would want. Anywho, there was a gentleman kind of rummaging through the trunk. So I kind of creeped around and I'm like, oh, is this your car? And he's all, yes, it is. And we start talking. I already told too much because I told myself I wasn't going to say what it was. I don't want to disrespect him, but I straight up told him, I said, why are you selling this beautiful thing? He used to race it at the drag strip. He'd been to Barona drag strip. And unfortunately, he has lost his sight. So he can't drive it, but he has somebody that does drive him around in it. So I go, well, that sounds great. You why are you getting rid of this? And he told me that his wife wants him to sell it. And so I said, well, I'm about to go overstep the boundaries right here. I'm going to tell you, I know we don't know each other, and I'm going to recommend that you listen to everything your wife tells you except that. And he goes, well, I've lost my sight. But I go, you can still smell it, and you can still feel it, and you can still hear it, and you have touch, all these other senses. And I go, I know I'm speaking out of line, but I don't want you to regret this. And he just kind of paused. And so I said, well, in the event you do sell this, what will you be riding in after that? And he goes, a Ford Explorer. And I go, so listen to everything your wife says.
Except that.
And I just walked. I go, I'm sorry.
Wait,
I overstepped the boundaries.
Wait a minute. How much?
$70 Ooh. He goes, it's worth it. And I did not question it. I'm sure it's worth it. It was beautiful. It had been in, he was showing me the advertisements that his very car had been in.
Oh, wow.
Some magazine articles that had been. It's beautiful.
Do you think anybody would bring a slouch car to the ranch?
No. Oh, no, not at all. No.
Probably wouldn't even get through the gate.
Yeah, so it's so worth it. I thought, I was daydreaming, you know, I'm like, I wish I could buy it and then just keep driving them around. Or maybe someone will do that. You know, a car enthusiast will feel as I felt, except they'll have the deeper pockets.
So I shouldn't go any farther and ask him what size motor it had in it.
I didn't, because I was just...
I guess I should have came with you. You remind me of my wife. She'll come in. I seen the coolest car. Well, what is it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was more concerned.
Don't tell me you see the cool car.
I was more concerned about him not having to sell it. I don't want him to sell it and regret it.
That's why we have too many cars.
Yeah, I don't want to. On a totally different note, if Scott listens, please.
I already sent it to you.
Oh, okay. I want Blake in studio.
I already sent it to
you. I was talking while you were on your phone.
I get you contact info. I got his website or whatever that is.
Yeah, Blake, I'm sure you're not listening.
Bunner.
But,
we're going to be in touch.
You're going to join us. You know what? We're going to have to do a podcast at a barbecue place.
And if his, oh, we take him to the ranch.
I think we have to be invited, Dave.
You are on the A-list. What are you talking about?
It was cool. Steve, I heard him talking to his brother. He's like, so like the public restrooms are bigger than our house.
Were they really?
Yeah. And I saw Amari. I got to catch up with Amari there. I didn't see Eddie. Eddie Fiola was there. He probably had some.
See, who's Eddie Fiola?
He was in here, the stuntman and former BMX
champ. Oh, yeah. The one that was limping.
Yeah. The one that I was just meeting him and already making fun of how he was walking. Yeah.
Well, that would be you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no grace.
So you had a good time?
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I kind of get it now. It was overwhelming. And it was funny to see Steve overwhelmed. What is this?
Because he never gets overwhelmed.
Correct.
Not about cars anyway. And,
well, he loves cars. He loves classic cars.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He was blown away.
Yeah, he knew more about the cars than I did, so he really appreciated
it. Oh, really? I didn't know he was that big of a car guy.
Oh, yeah. We have our Galaxy, our 63 Galaxy.
When are you going to drag that thing out?
And his brother has an Impala, an old Impala. So
you can drag that thing out.
And go where?
Someplace.
I know. No, I would love to. One of these days.
Down the road again.
Just do our own little coffee and car kind of thing.
Yeah. On the corner at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Mary's Donuts. Mm.
You haven't had. Yeah. Okay. You want to start with that? Do you want to start with that? I'm going to bring you a box of Steph's Donuts out of Alpine.
Oh, okay.
I brought a box to KUSI a while back. Fred said, well, I like Mary's better.
Who said that?
Fred at KUSI. He's the engineer.
Oh, okay.
He says, I like Mary's better than yours. I says, you ain't even tasted mine.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I says, then I am not driving from Alpine to Lakeside to KUSI. No.
No.
So the following weekend, I felt a challenge. So I went and bought a box of Steph's assorted. I bought a box. I drove over to Lakeside. Yeah, I bought a box of Mary's assorted. Put an X on the bottom of Steph's box. Set the two boxes
line
on the counter.
Line taste test.
And I said, rock out. You guys tell me which are the best.
That's rad.
Everybody picked Steph's.
Oh, nice. Steph's.
I just thought I'd throw
that's very cool.
It's called Steph's Donut Hole.
All right. I haven't met too many donuts I don't
And I
like.
Cannot remember the last time I had a donut.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. But you know what I like? I like the apple fritters.
Oh, yeah.
Those great big ones.
I know what you're talking about.
Put a little butter on it, put it in the microwave.
Because it needs more calories. I like the white icing with the sprinkles.
You like a cake donut.
And chocolate bars.
Okay, let's do it this way. Which one don't you like?
Maple. Small doses. It's super sweet.
Oh, it'll make you go.
I need maple with a carton of milk.
Don't worry, Dave. I'm on your side. I like maple.
Oh, it's just so sweet. There's not a donut I don't like.
Big log with all that maple. Okay, we got to go. I'm starving. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.